I am now joined by Mr. Jim Carey, one of the incumbents on the ballot this November for the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors. Mr. Carey, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
All right, and it's going to be a bit of an interesting election with, you've got four people on the ballot for Des Moines County Supervisors, two of them new candidates, two incumbents. That's got to bring an interesting situation.
Yes, it will. We are glad to see that there are people interested in the county government.
All right, and I'm just going to start off with the main question here is, why do you want to continue serving on the Board of Supervisors?
Well, I'll tell you what, since I've been on the Board of Supervisors, things have been going real well. I'm born and raised in Des Moines County, and I've got a lot of history here in Des Moines County. We've been working real hard getting our tax levy down, which we've got our urban levy down the lowest it's been in 19 years, and we've got the rural levy the lowest it's been in 17 years. So working on this and doing all of public safety that we've done by adding three new jailers and a couple new deputies, and we've done a lot of road work, you know, for infrastructure, and that all goes into public safety. And that's what I ran on 8 years ago when I first ran. And I'm kind of proud that we've done all this.
So you think that there's been a lot of good progress during your time as on the board?
Most definitely, yes.
And is there anything else you would like to see done if you're reelected? Any more improvements made in Des Moines County?
You know, there's always room for improvement. Nothing is perfect. Nothing is perfect in this world. And, yes, I would like to keep on improving on our infrastructure, our public safety, and I'd like to see the state send a little bit more money down for our mental health when they put these core services in on these children, the core services that we have to maintain on our tax dollars. We need a little bit more money from the state and the feds.
You mentioned mental health. Is that an area you'd like to see improved on, get more funding, and be supported more by the county?
The county, yes. We are doing our best what we can with our tax dollars to fund mental health. There is an eight county region, the SEAL region, and that's basically takes care of that. Mr. Broker sits on that board, and it's something that we really, really need to work on. Mental health, if we get rid of the drugs in the county, we're going to get rid of a lot of the mental health problems.
What about improvements to the county jail? Is there anything else that could be improved there?
Well, at this time, our count is holding, you know, right at capacity. There's been talk in the past, you know, we might have to add on to the jail. But again, I'm going to say, if we get rid of this drug problem around here, our county jail problem with being overloaded is going to stop. We have added the three new jailers on, and, you know, for the safety of the other deputies out there.
Right, and this is a. I'm going to change gears a little bit here and ask a different kind of question. If whoever is elected to the Board of Supervisors, how flexible would you be working with someone brand new versus someone you've worked with previously on the board?
Well, you know, we're all elected by the citizens of Des Moines County, and it would be something that you would have to work with. Work with the person, bring them on, teach them, and bring them up to gear on everything that's going on. It's the best for the county, if that would happen, to bring that person along.
Right. I'm going to switch back gears here a little bit. A big issue I hear a lot of people talking about is county roads. What sort of improvements do you see being made there in the future?
Well, on county roads, you know, we do have over 450 mile of gravel roads in the county. And the county roads overall is pretty good roads compared to some of the other counties that I've been on. That's going to be an ongoing thing. I don't care what's going to happen. We keep gravel on them. We try to fill the frost boils in the springtime. There's a lot of money goes into the county roads. And our main roads, we've blacktopped from Highway 99 up to Mediapolis and from Mediapolis on over to Henry County line. And we've blacktopped 99 from Meeker Landing Road all the way into Louisa County, up to the Louisa County line. We're working hard on the roads. Our county engineer is working with us real well. And we do plan on putting the new bridge in down over Flint Creek by Case Company before it gets embargoed. And that's going to start the 1st November. It's going to, the dirt work's going to start on it. And it is going to be a closure. So, and Gear Avenue, we've redone Gear Avenue, Upper Flint. We've done some work on that. So our county roads overall and all hard surface. And gravel roads are in pretty good shape.
Right. And do you see any other county departments needing or receiving any other improvements in the future?
Our county conservation is they are improving Big Hollow. The county is working with them. We work with all our department heads. Department heads work well with us, and thankful to the elected officials and the department heads is why we have been able to bring the tax levy down and keep the levy low on the taxes.
All right, Jim, I'm just going to wrap it up with sort of the big question. Why do you want the people of Des Moines County to reelect you to the Board of Supervisors?
I would like them to reelect me to the Board of Supervisors so I can continue on working on public safety and infrastructure. And working on trying to get the drugs off the streets, and which is going to lower the mental health. So for them reasons, that's why I would like to ask for their vote coming November.
All right. Mr. Jim Carey on the ballot for Des Moines County Supervisor this November. Mr. Carey, thank you again for joining us.
And thank you for having me.